Many of our headlines over this past week had to do with plea deals. I'm Nathan Cones with your week in review. A Rockwell City man will be formally entering a guilty plea in Iowa District Court for Carroll County on February 27th. After initially pleading not guilty, 30-year-old Bradley James Barringer entered into a plea agreement for second-degree burglary. Charges for second offense possession of a controlled substance and second-degree theft will be dropped. Barringer must also pay a restitution of more than $4,800. He was charged after breaking into a Carroll business on November 6th of last year, stealing a mini bike, and then attempting to pawn the stolen items. After a Halloween 2018 spree that included vehicle theft, armed robbery, forcible entry, and burglary, a Carroll man has agreed to a plea agreement with Carroll County Attorney John Worden. 32-year-old Eric Paul Gredeman will go before the court with the agreement on February 27th, which will reduce a first-degree robbery charge to second-degree. Additional charges of first-degree theft as a habitual offender and third-degree burglary remain. Gredeman is accused of stealing a vehicle in Carroll, using it and wielding a knife during a robbery of the Coon Rapids Country Store later that day, and then ramming the vehicle into the BP Country Store in Glidden to steal cigarettes and energy drinks. A woman who tried to hide 2 years' worth of thefts from her employer by claiming a black man stole deposit bags from her vehicle will be entering a guilty plea next month. A March 14th hearing date has been set for 23-year-old Natasha Renee Warnke, who has agreed to decreasing first-degree theft charge to second-degree in exchange for her plea. Warnke was arrested and charged after her false report. An audit by her employer, check into cash, found a total of more than $10,000 in discrepancies from April of 2016 through January of 2018. A Breda man received a suspended jail sentence after pleading guilty to a New Year's Day assault. The order against 30-year-old Matthew Harrison Hartzell was handed down last week and stems from an incident in the early morning hours of January 1st. According to authorities, Hartzell attacked the victim, causing injuries to their chest and neck. Hartzell's 5-day sentence, with credit for time served, was suspended on the condition he not commit any additional criminal offenses. A former Kemper theology instructor who is accused of sexual misconduct with a student reached a plea agreement with prosecutors. 23-year-old Sean William Vasky was originally charged with 4 counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee, a Class D felony, after an investigation by the Carroll Police Department revealed he had maintained a sexual relationship with an 18-year-old female student from December of 2017 to June of 2018. The plea agreement was filed Wednesday and indicates Vasky will plead guilty to a single felony count and the remaining charges will be dismissed. A sentencing hearing has not yet been scheduled. A former Mapleton physician has voluntarily surrendered his Iowa medical license following an investigation by the Iowa Board of Medicine into alleged misconduct. In addition to surrendering his license, 53-year-old Dr. Alan J. Shinney was ordered to pay a $5,000 civil penalty and was issued a citation and a warning for having a sexual relationship with a female coworker, for which he also provided medical care. Two other coworkers also said they received sexually suggestive text messages from Shinney while he was practicing medicine in Mapleton. A Carroll man who was arrested last August will be serving 3 concurrent terms of up to 5 years each in prison after pleading guilty to 2 counts of third-degree burglary and 1 of forgery. 27-year-old Nicholas Allen Augustus was sentenced Thursday for his part in 2 Glidden burglaries, forgeries, and for possession of burglary tools. Fines and surcharges have been waived, but a restitution hearing has been set for February 28th, after which Augustus will be transported to the Oakdale Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. That's been your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.